Hello again, it's Derek Taylor for the 8th week. Still using Homburg and Big Ben. Do you notice on the opening that the gong becomes the note, the first note, and the first note becomes the gong, and the gong becomes the song? So it works, doesn't it? Procol Harum. And the ceiling was too tall. Amazingly and wonderfully, it's 5 years ago this week that the Beatles released their first single in England and reached the top 20, I think, in a few days' time, 5 years ago, and ended up at number 17. 5 years. And this is the song. Bad, even for those days, was it? And there was a good B-side. The B-side was this one. As I write this letter, send my love to you. Remember that I'll always be in love with you. Treasure these few words till we're together. Keep all my love for you. Those were the days, far away in Liverpool. Those were the days, these are the days. Yesterday was a good day, and tomorrow will be even better. But in those days, this was the big thing. You know you twist so. Never in the history of popular music was so much sold by so many to so few. 9 Day Wonder, they said then. Well, they're all right. They're just screamers. You can never hear what they sing, though, because all that screaming. But you could hear if the words were in your head. And they're in everyone's heads now, aren't they? From Revolver, which was the follow-up to Rubber Soul, and we wondered if they could do anything better than that, and they came up with Sergeant Pepper. But in the meantime, Paul decided to try some music for a movie, and I think it was done in the end in about 25 minutes, because a lot of the stuff they do is last minute. They sort of mess around and say, oh, we better get it on now. So they have to do things very fast. And this is part of the theme from the British movie The Family Way. This is the last track of that album. That was by Paul McCartney, the well-known rock and roller. Now, long ago, there was a lovely old man called Tampa Red. I don't know whether he's still alive, but the music lives on, and there's a lovely piece on the liner note of this album, which is called Don't Tamper with the Blues, and it says of Tampa Red, he lives quietly, a dignified, gentle little man, usually wearing a button sweater, his shoes carefully polished. And in his own words about his childhood decision to play the blues, he says, well, I said to myself, I don't know any music, but I can play that.
Cause it ain't no harm, just tight like that. You know it's tight like that. You hear me talking to you, I mean it's tight like that. Uncle Bill came home about 10:30. He put the key in the hole, but he couldn't get in. You know it's rough like that. Beat a lump on, it's tight like that. You hear me talking to you, I mean it's tight like that. Uncle Bill and Aunt Jane went to Chanky Pin hunting. Aunt Jane fell down and Uncle Bud, you know it's bad like that. You know it's tough like that. Beat a lump on, you hear me talk. talking to you. Babe, I mean it's tight like that. Give him a little taste, he would want it all. You know his roof like that. You know it's tough like that. You get me talking to you?
Tampa Red. He didn't know any music, but he could play that. And when the Rolling Stones came along, it was said quite generously, well, they may be white, they may be English, but they can play that. It's Off the Hook by the Rolling Stones, who always seem to be having sadness in the family. And this, for Brian Jones, is this next one. This is for Brian Jones, who, for allowing his home to be used for the smoking of marijuana, will spend Christmas and spring and Easter in prison. Here's Judy Collins singing Turn, Turn, Turn.
To everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season turn, turn, turn. And a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die. A time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh, a time to weep. To everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season turn, turn, turn. And a time to every under heaven. A time to build up, a time to break down, a time to dance, a time to mourn, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together.
So, Brian, if you're listening, and you are, in your head, that was for you. Some contemporary rock and roll by the very fine Move.
Woke up one morning half asleep with all my blankets in a heap and yellow roses scattered all around. The time was still approaching for I couldn't stand it anymore. So Mary goes upon my eider down. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain. With all the windows open wide, couldn't pressurize my head from speaking. Hoping not to make a sound, I'd push my head into the ground. It's
Well, what do you think? Is that one of the records of the year, or is it not? That was the move from Britain, who will be coming to Hollywood, or LA, proper, or improper, in February. Now, I was writing a little note before, but I can't read it, so I have to remember it. And it says something like, up the golden stairways, along the electric corridor, through the magic doorway, into the memory room. But it doesn't make sense, so I really don't know why. First of all, I wrote it, and I don't know how I lost it. And then I don't know why I tried to remember it. Because all I wanted to do, really, was play Hound Dog.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high last. Well, that was the last. Yeah, they said you was high last. Well, that was the last.
I don't know whether you noticed the echo on that, folks, but I'll tell you, it's explained beautifully on the album by the makers, who say, quote, this record is the result of lengthy research and experimentation in the development of an electronic process that transforms monophonic recordings to two-channel recordings with stereophonic characteristics. And the engineer, who is nothing if not slick and fast, did such a job there. Without warning. This show is hastily assembled. If it were a plane, it would have great difficulty in getting off the ground. But it's not a plane. It's just a show, isn't it? Also on the liner note for Elvis, there's this beautiful paragraph which says, talking of planes, Elvis was appearing in Texas then, and in order to reach the Nashville studios in time, he had to charter a plane. Engine trouble developed, causing the plane to fall steadily. And it dropped to only a few feet above the ground before the difficulty was repaired. Although shaken by the experience, Presley managed to record the song with his usual feeling and confidence. That's the end of the quote. It continues to intrigue me, as I keep telling you. If you listen week by week, you know I keep telling you. It interests me where songs come from. Here's the Loving Spoonful's Daydream.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream. Dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day.
Here's another song.
Got a date with an angel. Going to meet her at 7. Got a date with an angel. And I'm on my way to heaven. I've been waiting a lifetime for this evening at 7. Got a date with an
That was Ian Whitcomb singing a very old song called Got a Date with an Angel, and I'm not suggesting that Sebastian stole the theme, because he's not a thief. But there was an influence there which is intriguing. Now, here's one of the most beautiful and most majestic things ever done by anybody in pop music.
Yesterday
Well, that's what it's all about, isn't it? That's when it's good. I have a brief, but I have a large apology for Frank Sinatra because I failed to indicate his present attitude to the Beatles. Last week, I misrepresented him, and I think it was not fair. It should be put right, because what he said was very nice and summed up what they have so special. He said, "I admire their deportment greatly." And that's where it is with them, and that's where it is with Ray Charles. They have deportment. It's nearly over for the eighth week. So again, thank you for being here, right here, now. Right here, now. Amazing. And to finish off from their album, which is beyond belief, if you're interested in lyrics, Procol Harum's Coming Through the Garden Fence.
She wandered through the garden fence, said I bought a great expensive potion, guaranteed to bring relief from all your suffering. Though I said you don't exist, she grasped me firmly by the wrist, threw me down upon my back, strapped me to a torture rack. I'm without further arguments. I found my mind was all so bent upon a course so devious.
I shouldn't tell you, because you probably noticed, but just listen to these piano runs against the song. Beautiful.
Southern California from Pasadena.
J-R-L-A.
Weekends are loaded on KRLA, serving Southern California from Pasadena.
K-R-L-A.
Tired of paying unreasonable prices for ocean view property? Visit Meldemere Condominium and get in on the ocean floor. hundreds of rolling acres and only a quarter mile west of the Redondo Pier. Yes, floating loans are available. And parents, remember, the schools come to you.
For further information, listen to Radio Free Alls this Sunday from 9 to midnight, or join the show in person at the Magic Mushroom, 11345 Ventura Boulevard in Studio City.
Maldemar Condominium, where you live better aquatically.